Hoda is over. Hoda announced that she's leaving today. Yesterday, she announced that tomorrow she's leaving today. That'd be the funniest headline ever. Yesterday, Hoda announced she's leaving today, tomorrow.
Is there a spin on her last name?
What is Hoda's last name?
Gottby.
Cobb? Cobb?
No, Hoda.
K-O-T-B?
Cotby.
Cotby? Cotby? That's how you pronounce it? There's no way that's how you pronounce it.
Hold on.
Cotby? Hold on. You sound like you're struggling Hoda with how to say a word.
Cotby.
Have it pronounced.
Yeah, but pronounce it.
We don't think you're pronouncing it correctly.
Cotby? It could be. It could be Cotby.
Copy?
Copy Goopy? That's my dog's name.
Here.
Cotby.
Huh. What?
Okay, that was AI. AI doesn't always know how to pronounce
things. Yeah, hold on.
Have you ever heard Siri try to pronounce like...
I told you.
Rufio.
You don't even believe me?
I don't.
No, because what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you're 100% wrong. What I'm saying is, I would like to hear like an interview where
they say it.
As opposed to AI.
Yeah, I want to hear it from the host, Hoda's mouth.
God.
Hold on.
I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Dang it. I hate when they're like, here's the interview, and they only show a clip.
It's sad because Hoda was my favorite character in Star Wars. I wish I could.
Everybody, we are here at the Drew's News Desk with a very
special guest. Is that Drew Barrymore?
I would like to say family in the sense that you were one of the first people that dared to come on this show. So
oh my gosh, Drew. Get to her name already.
She is the beacon of joy, a queen of inspiration.
Oh my gosh.
And most importantly, she leads our day by giving us that morning.
This is the longest intro to a guest ever. And this is
30 seconds, by the
this
way.
Is coming from, 30 seconds this is coming from Melissa and I, who always have really long intros to guests.
The anchor
of
the Today Show,
Hoda Kotb.
I told you.
No.
Suck on that.
Drew Barrymore told us.
Yeah. I trust Drew more than I trust you.
Drew Barrymore was in E.T. What have you ever done, Mel?
She knows all about those Reese's Pieces over there. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Mel knows.
Those are so good.
Hey, why don't you get close to the mic there?
Yeah, Mel, get on.
Are we actually using this for podcasts?
No. We're just talking into microphones.
Is this actual podcast? I thought we were.
What do you mean, is this actual podcast?
Do you think we were just shooting
the breeze?
Yes, I did.
You think we talk for fun around here?
You think we would have that long of a conversation about Hoda Kotb?
Yes, I do.
That's fair.
I love that the first part of the podcast, Mel's just going to be back here.
No, Mel, this is why it's the show after the show podcast, is because we don't change anything up from our normal post-show conversations to what we then put out.
Well, sometimes we do chat for a minute before we start.
Yeah, we're chatting about Hoda. Hoda's leaving today's show. Did you hear? Yesterday, she announced that she's leaving today, tomorrow.
Okay. You got to stop with that joke.
It was today that she announced she's leaving
today. She did announce today that she's leaving today.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Okay. You got to stop feeding him into that joke. It's getting a little much.
Next week.
He's on his own.
2 days ago, Hoda announced today that she's leaving today. Next week. Why is Hoda leaving, though? That'd be like...
They didn't say. I read the article.
That'd be like Regis Philbin leaving Regis and Kathy Lee.
All they said was there's some sort of quote of it was just time for her to move on to something else.
What's she going to do?
I don't know.
That's the only job where she's able to like drink wine at 9 a.m.
Or excuse me? Our jobs.
Well, yeah, that's true.
We don't drink wine at 9 a.m.
We could if we wanted to.
No, we couldn't.
At 10 a.m., once our show goes off the air, we could drink wine.
100%.
Our boss, no.
On Friday, we absolutely could with no repercussion.
Yeah, on Fridays, we definitely could drink.
You guys keep changing it. We could during the show, 9 a.m. Okay, maybe not at 9 a.m.
No, the original question was, could you drink at 9 a.m.? We could.
We could, but that's against FCC violations because we're technically still on the air for one more hour and you're not allowed to drink while broadcasting.
So that's where I said, no, you can't. And then you guys
changed
it.
But originally, when our show did go till 9,
yeah, we used to go till 9. So we used to be able to drink.
I'm telling you, the boss would not have.
That's the thing that sucks the most about adding that fourth hour. Now we can't drink for another hour. I'm going with a white wine. What about you guys?
If you stick to with a white theme, I would do a white Russian.
Oh, that's my. You know what drink that's that is for
the
me?
The weirdest nightcap.
It's my nightcap drink. When I get a white Russian, that means
I love those.
That's my last drink of the night.
Those are really good.
They're really good.
I love those.
That's why I get it as my final drink. It's like a dessert. What?
You and I like something the same.
Ew. I do feel gross. Icky. Right?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys got to share that moment.
I don't.
Yuck.
Hey, are we getting nightcaps when we go to Memphis in a couple weeks?
Well, we're going to be working, so we have to be responsible. So yeah.
The only one responsible in here at nighttime when we're out of town is me.
Hang on one second. Kyle's talking about being responsible for work. Literally less than 60 seconds after he was like, we can drink at 10 a.m.
To be fair, if somebody opened their ears, doesn't sound like you did, Melissa. I said, we got to be responsible. So yeah, we're going to get nightcaps. But somebody cut me off.
Oh, I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear
it. Wow, thanks, guys.
I don't listen to either of you guys.
It's great. What a fun podcast where nobody listens to each other.
We work on a show, a job that's literally just communication.
Yeah, we stink at communicating.
We do. We are the worst communicators, and yet that's all we do for a living. That'd be like construction workers not knowing how to use a hammer and nail. Like, that seems like that's the first thing you learn at construction school.
Is it?
Hammer and nail?
There's no construction school.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, wait.
That's what she got hung up on? Hang on. If there was a construction school, what do you think they would teach on the first day? How to put on a hard hat?
I was going to say safety vest.
Oh, yeah. They would go over the safety stuff first.
Safety gear, like steel-toed boots.
Did you ever watch those old school safety videos from like warehouses and workplaces that are like, they're so gory?
No.
Oh my gosh, you can find some online. You can find some online.
Are you seeking them out online?
No, trust me, I don't go looking for these things. I don't like gory stuff. But you watch these things and you're like, oh my gosh. Like, it's like people, like their legs falling into the...
Ew.
And it's like, and they use like special effects where like blood squirting out. And like, it's like, all right, guys, you didn't have to go this far in the safety training video. Like, you didn't have to be graphic. We kind of know what like a, you know, what are those presses called? The hydraulic press, you know, we kind of know what they would do to a human body if someone...
I don't like when actual real life things happen and then... it's posted, and then you see it, like that lady that got swallowed up by the escalator.
That video gives me night terror.
I've never seen that video.
What?
I never want to.
Oh, so you know about it, but you didn't see it.
No, I'm just hearing about this now, but I have zero interest.
So, you know the plates at the top
and the bottom? I don't want it. I don't want to do this.
People listening might want to know.
People can go look it up on their own.
No, don't look it up. We're saying don't look it up. Well, I'm going to explain it to you so you don't have to go look it up. The plates at the top and the bottom of the escalator, you know those metal plates that you walk on?
Mm-hmm.
That like the when you're repairing an escalator, the workers go into that plate for whatever reason was not like on properly or something. Oh. She steps off the escalator at the top, falls in.
I hate this.
And the escalator doesn't stop. It's like, and it basically like sucked her in. Oh, it was the saddest, most gory,
heartbreaking.
Oh,
you didn't see anything.
You just know, like, the idea is in your mind of what happened.
It was awful. Do you remember the elevator one?
This is what happens when Hoda leaves the Today Show.
Do you remember the elevator one? Where somebody stepped off the elevator?
No, that was just the opening scene of Mission Impossible. Emilio Estevez. Most short-lived, outside of shout out Drew Barrymore and Scream, short-lived character in a movie franchise ever.
Go look up the elevator one.
I don't want to look up the elevator one. If I don't like the escalator one, I'm not going to like the elevator
one. Yeah, but you need to know.
What happened?
You need to know.
Explain it.
So the elevator doors open and somebody starts, I believe they're starting to get off, but then the elevator falls, but somehow... it also snatches them between the floor they were on and the actual elevator.
No.
Yes.
And like it slices them in half?
This is my least favorite
podcast. Does it show more than the escalator video did?
I'll show you.
No, I don't want to see it. No, you explained it just fine.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm still going to show it to you.
I'd Up love Down you. By Morgan Wallen's great song. I'm just trying.
I don't know if you're gonna agree with that after this elevator goes
up
and down.
Down.
I thought that's why you brought it up. Anyway, you guys are weird. You guys like Halloween stuff. I don't.
You don't like Halloween?
You're like unusually like Halloween? Not liking.
What's wrong with Halloween?
I don't like spooky stuff.
You don't like spooky movies?
No, I hate spooky movies.
Oh, that's right. You didn't even go to Beetlejuice with your family.
I hate Beetlejuice.
Did they go and see it?
I haven't heard. I haven't talked to them in the last couple of days. Don't need to keep tabs on them.
You're like, I need to stay as far away from Beetlejuice as possible.
What are we going to have a conversation about? Did you go see a movie I didn't want to go see? Sounds like a good time.
I love spooky stuff. I hate it.
And Haley and I, did you see the
Haley doesn't like it either?
No. Did you see the ads for that new show on, I think it's FX, like Grotesque?
Grotesque that Travis Kelce's in?
Immediately when.
What's that?
I don't know, but immediately after it was done playing, I turned to Haley and went, I never want to watch that. And she goes, I'm so thankful you don't like spooky stuff too, because
really?
Zero interest in it.
See, I like spooky stuff a little bit more than Mare, but she likes it enough to wet my palate.
It's just not my bag. Not in my bag. I just don't, I've seen the argument of why people like to be scared. Great for them.
Yeah.
I don't. There's not a separation of church and state when I see scary movies where I'm like, oh, that's a movie. I can now go to sleep. Can't do it. Don't like being freaked out. I wake up at 4 a.m, completely dark in my place that I already know is haunted, but I'm cool with the ghost. I treat them with respect.
Yeah.
And I ask for permission for things when I know they're acting up. It's called being polite. So I don't want to ruin that.
See, I grew up watching scary stuff, but at the same time, you know, like just like you were saying, like you can't separate it, like knowing like, oh, that's a movie in real life. I was for the most part pretty good about that, but there was when I laid my head down in my bedroom, it looked directly into my bathroom, and the bathroom was long and skinny.
Oh.
And there was
Austin in his own bathroom. I didn't know we were hanging out with Richie Rich over here.
Aren't you special?
That's pretty
First of all, I shared the bathroom with the guest room. It was just attached.
I shared the bathroom with the guest room.
You have a guest room? Wow. What's it like to have a guest room?
Okay, stop.
The temperature was always a little bit warm as I wanted it. And,
you guys.
The heated floors weren't always the most heated.
Listen, it was only on the fifth floor.
We painted the walls in gold.
The McDonald's in my house, sometimes the McFlurry machine
I had to
work.
Go up 3 flights on the elevator to get to my room.
I went to my indoor pool, and afterwards I went to my indoor basketball court.
But the basketball court was a little warped from the indoor pool. The construction wasn't done properly.
Okay. All right. First of all, the construction was done properly on our indoor pool.
No, the most scared I've ever been after a movie is when I saw Paranormal Activity, the first one in theaters.
So wait, okay, hold on. You don't like scary stuff, but you went and saw that? That's a terrifying movie.
That's when I
movie.
Went with like a bunch of friends.
And you got peer pressured in?
It was kind of a situation where I wasn't going to like back out because I didn't want to seem uncool. And
more like paranormal activity.
I was so freaked out driving home because that was before. I mean, I probably could have just read the tea leaves and been like, yeah, that's fake. But that was like before, like that was the first time ever like hearing anything about it.
It had very much Blair Witch Project vibes to it, to where it's like it felt like it was a real movie.
And it just, the whole thing just freaked me out. Then I saw the second one.
Oh my God.
That one was on a date with a girl.
I went
and I told her and I played it the whole like, I'm going to be pretty scared. And sure enough, that one was not as bad. The first one.
Yeah.
Ruined me.
I think you're very unique in that sense. I think most people love scary movies. I'm not kidding. The only other person that I know that is exactly like you is my sister, Felicia.
Really?
So I thought she was weird.
She steers clear of the scary.
She will not watch any of that
stuff. Me, Felicia, and Haley hanging out.
I took my girlfriend in high school to a scary movie, The Grudge. Do you remember? You guys remember that?
Oh yeah, that came out when I was in middle school.
That's so scary.
Then I would call my girlfriend and do that.
Like, okay, that's a good joke though.
And she would get so pissed at me
every year in middle school. I guess my middle school was only 7th and 8th grade, but in the middle school yearbook there was always a section of like favorite movies. And because everybody would like write their favorite movie. And it was always the movie that came out the weekend before we all filled out those surveys. Like, yeah. I'm fairly certain 7th grade, the number one movie was The Ring. Because that had just come out.
So
that
good.
One's probably one of my
Seven
scariest.
Days.
And then my 8th grade year was Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Solid movie.
I didn't see that one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
Plays a high school basketball coach, and he's going to turn those kids' lives around. And he shut down the season because they were getting bad grades.
Yeah.
And the parents weren't happy.
He was teaching them life lessons.
I was still, to this day, I'm confused why the parents were so mad when all he was saying was like, hey, I just want like your kids to be better in school. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Let them play.
Right.
It's like, well, no, we agreed that they would get good grades.
No. I would have been pissed at the coach. I would have been like, come on, dude. My kid's going to get a scholarship.
Undefeated season.
He's not going to get an academic scholarship. He's going to get a basketball scholarship. So let him do the thing that he's going to get the scholarship for.
We need some more alley-oops.
Yeah. Yeah. Alley-oops. Also what he said after his exam the other day.
Alley-hoops.
My name's Allie. Nice to meet you. Can't believe Hoda's leaving the Today Show. So.
It's wild. Can you believe it, Melissa?
I thought that was... You were wrapping it up.
No, I'm not back wrapping
full
it up.
Circle.
No. Melissa's just like, I'm done talking.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Mel's like...
You guys don't want to get me started on Hoda.
I actually really like her. I think she seems like a great person. I follow her on Instagram. She posts really inspirational things, sweet things.
Do you like Hoda or Kathy Lee better?
I actually like them both. Okay. I really do.
You
but
gotta
Kathy
pick one.
Lee.
One's got to go. One's got to go, Mel.
Oh, come on.
Hoda or Kathy Lee?
Gosh.
I would have said Kathy Lee just because of what her show with Regis back in the day. Shout out. Regis Philbin. And,
oh, God.
But I think I'm going Hoda now. The longevity of Hoda.
I'm
won me over.
I'm a Jenna guy.
You like Jenna Bush?
Yeah, well, she's not one of the options. It's Kathy Lee or Hoda.
Well, see,
Hoda and Jenna now.
I know. Jenna.
I'm a Jenna guy.
You're a Jenna guy.
I'm a Jenna guy.
I was sad when Kathy Lee left. I think I would get rid of Hoda and keep Kathy Lee because she's just got a lot of character.
She is kind of quirky. Rest in peace.
Her husband.
Frank. Frank Gifford, former NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
My elementary school I went to, Harriet Gifford Elementary.
Oh my gosh. No relation?
No idea. I don't know. I didn't look into it.
I actually went to Kathy Lee Gifford Elementary.
Were you guys also the Bears?
Yeah, we were the we were the wine glasses. Weird.
Very inappropriate.
Kathy Lee Gifford. All right, who's your favorite Regis co-host? Kathy Lee.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Did you go straight to Kelly?
Yeah. I'm a Kelly guy.
I'm
like Kathy
Kelly.
Lee guy.
Kelly's great. My mom loves, and I'm not joking. Look, she loves Melissa and Austin. I think she loves Mark and Kelly, because that's who it is now, right?
Yeah,
Kelly and Mark.
I'm not in on Mark and Kelly. I've seen one episode, wasn't a fan of it.
But when did you see it? We work every day in those
were,
hours.
It was one of the times that I was in Disney.
Oh, so you were out of town?
Yeah, and I just, it was
see,
on.
I've always
and they had
to
Theo
watch.
James on. I'm a Theo James guy. So I'm a Jenna guy. I'm a Kelly guy. And I'm a Theo James guy.
Who's Theo James?
He was in the last season of White Lotus. He was the friend who was like kind of a jerk. That he was the friend of the guy who kept thinking he had slept with his wife or whatever.
Oh yeah,
guy
yeah,
with
yeah.
the beard.
Yeah,
he was just in the show The Gentleman. Highly recommend. Big fan.
Was he co-hosting or was he just a guest?
He was just a guest.
Okay,
but that's why I was like, oh, this is good group here. Not a Mark guy.
Not a Mark guy. See, my mom loves Mark. She thinks he's been the best of her co-hosts so far.
Really?
Outside of Regis, obviously.
I'm not going to badmouth your mom here because I know they listen. I'm just going to say I disagree.
But she's like, he makes her shine. He does a good job of making her shine.
That's what your mom says?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I never get to see it either.
My mom also says, she goes, when Ryan Seacrest was on, she's like, I watch, because she'll listen to our show up until 9, then it comes, their show comes on at 9, and so she'll start watching that show. And she tells us, she goes, the news that they talk about on Live with Kelly, it's usually like 2 weeks after I hear about it on your show, Austin.
Nice.
You are ahead of the times.
Nice.
And I'm like, thanks, Mom. Thanks. Now, any chance we can get you to, you know, maybe DVR Live with Kelly and so listen to our fourth hour of the show? I'm just glad she's not she doesn't choose Hoda over us. Because now she'd be disappointed.
Well, yeah, that's so true. Because Hoda's gone.
Hoda's gone?
Yeah. Hoda's leaving today, tomorrow, yesterday.
And that's how you get me back.